Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we welcome you back. We apologize for the technicalities that we had on top of the hour. This is Zambia Block Talk Radio, our special feature. We're speaking to Ms. Chanda Mutale, president and founder of Touch of an Angel, which is a project working in Kaniki area in Ndola Rural. Also joining us, and this is a very great honor and privilege, is District Commissioner for Ndola, Mr. Rebbie Melekani Chanda. Wendy, good morning again and welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Commissioner, thank you for joining us. Good morning. Okay, he hasn't come back yet. Okay, sorry, we were trying to do some technical issues there, and I guess we are getting ready. Yes, but Wendy, you were just explaining about the Boho water facility farming area. Could you just sort of pick it up from there, whatever you can remember, and then we'll switch and talk to B1, who's standing by in the media.
Okay. Okay, yes. Like I was saying, our dream is to grow the clinic, and as Touch of an Angel, our dream is to open an angel center where we can have these mothers, you know, come and and get the basic needs that they need, you know, than us doing what we're doing right now. It will help the community if we have that center where we can even incorporate programs to empower the mothers and women in the community, you know, to teach them some of the things that they may be lacking, you know, that can help them to develop as we are helping them to, to supply, you know, the basic needs that they have. We do have a good program in place. It's just the tools that we need, you know, to get that done. There's a lot of work that's involved. Of course, as you know, we cannot do anything without water. Water is the major, major number one issue. Once we have that and get them the ambulance that they need for the clinic, then we want to start developing workshop, training, and, you know, involving these women in the community to empower themselves to learn a trade where we don't have to get everything from here. We can try to teach them how we can supply our own needs that we have in our country. So that's our main goal, is to empower the women in the community as well as help them.
Excellent. Now, when you say that there are many, many things that need to be, and you're talking about tools, what type of tools are we talking about here? Before you answer that question, I think the commissioner join us. Commissioner, good morning. Commissioner Chanda, good morning. Okay, I saw his number here. All right. Go ahead, Wendy. When you say, you were saying there are so many things that need to be done, but you need tools. When you say tools, what are you referring to? Somebody is listening and they say they would like to help. What tools are you talking about?
Yes, we need tools to get us started with our project. We need help.
Uh-huh.
First, we need to put to complete, I believe, when I spoke to the commissioner the last time, he briefed me a little bit of what I didn't know about what has already been put in place. I believe they already have pipes. So we need assistance with what we come up with to get those pipes working so that we can complete the borehole at the clinic. And then at the same time, we need assistance to facilitate so that we can get the ambulance going. And also we need to, you know, get assistance by getting the project going by helping us to get a place where we can start an angel center within, you know, the community, so that we can start putting in the items that the clinic do not have. The clinic does not have a fax machine. The clinic does not have a computer. You know, the clinic does not have a proper, you know, keeping record facilities. So we just need assistance so that we can give them the basic need that's required to operate a clinic.
Excellent. What you are going to have, the reason we are doing this is, okay, excellent. I've been telling the listeners that one of our guests who's also working with Wendy is a commissioner, District Commissioner for Ndola, Mr. Rebbi Malekani Chanda. Commissioner, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we'll get to Commissioner in a short while here. But Wendy, talk to us about the event that is coming up next weekend, which is the reason we are talking to you today. Child's Hope First Annual Charity Event. What is this?
Okay. Yes, we are holding our first, you know, Child's Hope First Annual Charity Event, which is going to take place here in Lilburn, Georgia, on March 29th at 7 p.m. And our main goal for this event is to get as much support as we can to get us started with our goal that we need to achieve, you know, the water project and the ambulance. And our target goal is to raise at least about $10,000. You know, if we could manage to do that, you know, that would really keep us going with our project. And this event, you know, means a lot to us. It's the first time we're doing this, and I'm privileged to say that I've been working with the commissioner. I had an opportunity to meet him, and we discussed about the project. It's just unfortunate that he's going to be leaving 2 days before our event. He would have been our guest of honor. Yeah, but he has done what he can to talk about the project, which we'll have to play to the audience during the event with what he would have said if he was going to be here. And that's a plus for us. And then also in addition to that, I've been working with this young man, you know, Bruce. Everybody knows him as B1. I started talking to him last year when we met. Is a very passionate, you know, young, talented man. Not only does he sing, he saw what my pain was when I told him to help me to raise funds for the community, and he has been involved from day one, you know, trying to see what he can do to help out, and he has committed his time, you know, to come out here and be part of the event on the 29th.
Excellent. Well, as a matter of fact, Commissioner Wendy, B1 is with us. Hey, B1. Bruce, are you there? Okay. I was told he's been connected. Bruce, can you hear me? Are you there? Okay, the technical guys, maybe you can try to resolve that matter for us whilst we... Okay, Bruce, can you hear me? Okay, Matilda, you make beckon to him that he's on and we need him to respond.
Okay, I will reach out to him. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Whilst we are waiting for, he was connected, I don't know what the problem is. Commissioner, we are very honored for you to join us today, and I think it's important from government point of view that you speak to the diaspora and encourage us the significance of getting involved in projects like Ms. Chanda is doing here. Please go ahead, greet everybody, and make your opening remarks, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so delighted that Tristan must also play a part on making a difference. Once more again, may I say, Mwashuke ni mkwaiva diaspora mwewena Zambia mwono mwa Atlanta. Na mleko sani shichisu masana. All the same, I'm delighted to see that you are making these initiatives here as Zambians who are in the United States of America. For sure, this is a noble cause that is being undertaken by a young lady, Miss Chanda, which is called The Touch of an Angel. It's a noble cause. Because definitely we must protect and help our mothers. These are mothers who are delivering in very unpleasant conditions. And the area that we are talking about, the Kaniki, is at the range. It's in the range of 15 to 16 radius miles. And now you can imagine if they don't have this facility, we'll be losing.
That is kilometers.
About 16 to 18 kilometers radius. That's where the clinic is, and it's
wow.
quite a very big catchment area. We're talking of more than 12,000 people. And you know that is a farming block, and it's growing. Most people resorted to going back to the land. So this is the situation. Please, I urge all diaspora Zambians here in Georgia to contribute more, to even dig deeper in their pockets, not just to buy a ticket. They can even go beyond that and help the young men. And besides, on my part, it's just a very good coincidence. Kaniki happens to be in my district, where I am as the district commissioner under the office of the president. I'm so delighted that this will be a plus to my district if we manage to put articulate water and maybe an ambulance. And as we are thinking, we are thinking of upgrading that clinic into a hospital, hospital which could even be admitting. And
okay.
as at the moment, even back home, we are not idle. Everything is already in gear. 3 months ago, we opened the mother's shelter, which can accommodate 10 women.
Right there at the clinic?
Yes, right there at the clinic. I officially opened it. And as you know, we got to look after these women. We got to clothe, to buy linen, wash the linen, and things. So hence, this is what we got to do, this type of fundraising.
Excellent. Commissioner, how did you learn about Touch of an Angel? When was the first time you really got connected?
The first time I learned of Touch of an Angel was at the time when I was officially opening this mother's shelter. Somebody was saying, there's a young lady, a Chanda, a Zambian who is in America. And I said, oh, wow, this is a good initiative. And I was there with the doctor, Kakungu, and things. And we officiated the mother's shelter. Apparently, when I came here for vacation, my daughters were introducing me. I said, no, there's Mrs. Chanda here. She does charity work back home in Kaniki. I said, well, I've heard about this name. And unfortunately, I met her here in Georgia. I was welcomed by her. They even took me for lunch, which was very good, as usual, as per Zambians. You know, I was well fed, and which is nice.
I was teasing commissioner that they won't recognize him when he gets out of the plane in Zambia.
I think so.
Yeah. Commissioner, let me just interrupt you a little bit there. Let's see if we've got P1 connected here. We seem to be having a... Bruce, are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening in.
Oh, hey, Bruce.
Oh, is that Bruce? Bruce, Moise, ni washako chani ku Zambia. Never chanda district commissioner and dollar.
Oh, nice one. Good thing we know.
Oh, beautiful.
A show,
you are our ambassador. You are our ambassador. Since you are already here, and I'm sure Americans, diaspora Zambians are listening, that B1 is in the States.
Yes.
Please perform as we are. If you are finished to have a foreign Zambia, Muka Chidishia, so that at least they see, as they are contributing towards the mothers, they know that it's worthwhile.
Oh, my goodness. Where's Roger? Bruce, right now, Bruce, you are in Namibia. Tell us what you are doing in Namibia.
Actually, I'm not in Namibia. I'm in Mozambique.
Oh, you're in Mozambique.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight, I'm having my second show. Yes, Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
How are things going in Mozambique?
Tonight, alongside the organized family. And we'll be back
okay.
home tomorrow.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Bruce, how did you get connected in, with Ms. Chanda Mutale?
Oh my gosh. I think Touch of an Angel is an organization that represents everything that is good. And as an
mm-hmm.
artist, I always want to work with people that have the interests of the poor at heart. So when I was approached by Madame Mutale, I was
mm-hmm.
actually very happy to be talking about such issues because I stand for everything that is good. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
it was a good opportunity for me to actually do something as well as helping the people in my country is concerned. So
yes.
it has been something that I'm looking forward to doing.
Yeah. Excellent. You are coming to the U.S. Talk to the Zambians in the U.S. and encourage them to attend the function that you're going to be singing at, this special event that Touch of an Angel is hosting, a Child's Hope First Annual Charity Event. What should the not just the Zambians, what should the guests expect when they come to that event?
Well, they should expect nothing but fire from Mr. Perfecto, of course. And if they love Zambia, if they love everything good about Zambia, they should come and watch Mr. Perfecto live in the flesh. You know, it's my very first USA tour, so obviously there is more to it than just that. So look out, come through, and let's have a good time together.
Excellent. And then I've got some people that are going to promote your tour, like Peter in Dallas and other guys in Seattle, Davis Chiwa, Robert Chinga in California. They'll be giving us information. But before we let you go, B1, I want to play your song, and then you tell us, let's talk about the song, okay? Let's listen to this song, everybody.
Zibandiwe okongola Nabamuna bambiri bakufela Sala na kuwama kwako Sini ziba mami Ukala kwa nikandeko Atinilusa kwa mama Zona tuliweka Oh Ukaneza tukaenda Niza sala niputika Moyo ni wanga
Okay, that's sensational. Bruce, who's joining us
Beauty.
Here with Commissioner Chanda for Dola District, and Miss Chanda Mutale, who's the president of Touch an Angel. B1, talk to us about that song. What is the message? Why did you write the song? How did you come up with that song?
Okay, the title of the song is called Nalema. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It talks about issues in a household, in a house, you know, stuff like, people endure. There's this thing of shipikisha, people say kushipikisha if you're looking for stuff like that. So I'm trying to say, when someone says they are tired, nabanaka nchivanaka, in this case, this woman has been enjoying going through a lot of things, and she can't take it anymore. So I'm trying to speak for the woman in this one as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. So everybody, okay, for the sake of Dr. Patrick and everybody listening, shipikisha means endure. You know, marriage at times is referred to as endurance club. So B1 is saying no, it's not endurance club, isn't it?
Definitely, I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Someone is tired, let them speak out. You know, they have the power. It doesn't mean when they are quiet, it means they can't do anything about it. So I'm trying to say, wake up, and if you're tired, grow wings and fly away.
B1 is going to be one of the performing artists at the event that Touch of an Angel is going to host next Saturday. And before I let you go, B1, I want Peter is one of the promoters of your tour, especially I think Peter is handling the Dallas tour. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good, my friend. Talk to us. Of course, say hello to B1. You guys are going to hang out. Give us the dates and the time and where people can get tickets for B1 in Dallas.
First of all, I'd like to say hi to Bruce, and I'd like to thank you for giving us this opportunity, you know, to come to the States. And I would like to thank you, Wachanda, for all this setup with the charity organization. And I would like to thank you, you know, the people of the Dallas community, you know, for letting me handle this situation at this particular time. So to my friend Bruce, when you come to Dallas, Dallas is the number one biggest growing city in the United States. They say everything is big in Dallas. So when you come here in Dallas, you have to perform. You have to perform to your fullest. And you got to take this opportunity because people are expecting you to perform. And, you know, I was a former Zambia national team player. I got people that follows me a lot. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure we promote you because you are doing a very generous job. It's more like you're working for God because what you're doing is you're helping. You're promoting your music, sending your message just like the song that you just played. The way I learned from the song that you just wrote is there are so many teenagers in our country getting into marriages. They don't know what the marriage is. And they want to hang in the marriage just for the sake because they don't work, they didn't go to school, they don't have no other opportunities, and they cannot say anything. So what you are doing with your music, you're doing a great job, and you have this opportunity to come to the United States to learn how music is done. I think you can improve when you come here, and we're really, really looking forward to listen to your music when you come to Dallas, and you are welcome. I know you're coming on Thursday. You go have a lot of fun before you go into Friday. You go have a lot of fun on Friday, and you can perform to the fullest. That's how we do it over here, B1.
Good, good. Okay, Peter, stand by. I'll let you say something at the end of the show when we finish with Commissioner Navachanda. Bruce, we're going to let you go now. Have fun in Mozambique, my friend. Looks like he's already gone. That's fine. But Wendy, coming back to you, the project is a borehole for water before we speak to Commissioner as well. There's somebody listening to say, I can't fly to Atlanta to come and be part of this. What can I do to help or support?
Sure, absolutely. We want everybody to support us. We have our website is www.touchofanangel.org. On that website, we do have a link where if you feel like you're outside Atlanta and you see what we're trying to do for the community and you want to donate, please feel free to help us by donating any amount that you feel, you know, would help us to achieve our goal. There's a link where you can donate, and any amount that you pledge will be, you know, very plus for us because we need everything that we can get through the show and through the donations. And you just visit us at touchofanangel.com, and then the link, and you can you know, donate, and we'll definitely be able to, you know, rejoice with you in spirit if you cannot make the show.
Excellent. And to the Atlanta, or is it Georgia? Now I confuse Atlanta and Georgia now, whichever it is. To the people in the state of Georgia who are close there, who can run there, who can drive there, who can cycle there, where is the event and how do they get the tickets?
Okay, yes, the ticket, actually we have the ticket at the Associations of Zambians in Atlanta. We do have the link there as well. And then also when you visit our website at www.touchofanangel.org, we do have a link where you can purchase your pre-sale ticket. And then also when you come to the door, You can also purchase the ticket at the door. We do have limited seating because it's the program that we have. So if you just want to come to the event is going to be at the Wellington Event Hall, and the address is 950 Indian Trail Road, and that's in Norcross, Georgia, and the zip code is 30093. And if you need any information, you know, you can feel free to contact me anytime at 770-318-8024.
Okay, excellent. And we want everybody to support, you know, and to be part of this. It's a noble project, and there is a great need there. Let me go to Commissioner. Commissioner, the health sector is a very important aspect of livelihood of any people, including us in Zambia. Ndola, obviously, right now, what is the population? Because I think when I was living on the Copper Belt, it must have tripled. Or where does the population of Ndola stand, and how is the health?
We are going towards 708,000.
Oh, almost a million.
It's growing. Yes, almost a million now.
That's a lot.
We are growing.
Mm-hmm.
We are growing, and we are planning. We're focusing on diaspora Zambians who are all over outside Zambia. That tributary as in Ndola, when we start with the town clerk and the mayor, deliberately we're going to reserve land for people who are outside. As you plan to think to come back to Malazambia, then you will have found land for you to develop. Because that's your country, it's you to develop. And we are ready for you.
Yeah. Somebody listening, okay, Zambian lives in Australia, UK, New Zealand, South America, they are listening right now and they are like, okay, Commissioner, I want to come and do something in Ndola. What are the opportunities available?
The opportunities are there. When you are in Zambia, just call me. Come over to the office, just opposite the Civic Center. You are welcome anytime. We want developers. We need to develop our country. We've been so backwards. And already, as the commissioner here, I'm in the States, I'm in the mood of celebrating our Jubilee. You know, this is biblical. We are 50 years this year. So this should involve all Zambians. And we pray to God the peace that we've enjoyed for the past 50 years. I think all Zambians must now change and be in that mode of celebration. Of the Jubilee.
I think that's a very important point you make, Commissioner. Yeah, please go ahead. That's a very important point.
And for your information, for the people who are listening, we are putting up an international airport. It will be in Mufira Road, but in Ndola, around somewhere at, in Mwekela area. So you will see that Mufira Road will be upgraded. A very nice airport, and people have started moving towards that block. So
yes,
this is why we are urging Zambians to come up and develop this country. And furthermore, where this clinic is, where we are trying to raise money for the water, as you know, water is life. It's about 500 meters away from the border. We share the border with the Congo DR. And that border post, we want to upgrade it into a one-stop border post, which will accommodate immigration, passport, the police, everything, and mention it. And we'll even put up a hotel so that at least people who are passing through there could have those facilities. Because we just realized, as government, we are losing a lot of revenue, and we want to upgrade that. So, as you know, Mwekela area will be upgraded. Mufira Road will be upgraded. So, Zambia, we are growing, and we need you come back to Zambia and develop your country.
Excellent. You are listening to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. We have been privileged to be talking to Ms. Chanda Mutale, who is the founder and president of Touch of an Angel, and Mr. Rebbe Melekani Chanda, district commissioner for Ndola. And some of you just missed B1. We had a good chat here, and a lot of good Zambian humor from Commissioner B1. At what did you say, Commissioner? Mukachilishe?
Mukachilishe, we know Andres Fanspoor.
Commissioner, don't put any ideas in Peter's mind. Don't put any ideas in Peter's mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
I wish I was there. It's only that time has run out for me to go back for work. I would
And for everybody listening, B1 is going to be in Dallas. Peter will give us the information again. He's going to be in California as well, and he's also going to be in Seattle. I'm trying to get these guys to come on before we end the show here to give their information about B1's tour. This show is brought to you courtesy of Fresh Aroma International Ministries. They'll be having their 10th Prophetic Conference, April 17th to the 20th. You can get information from the website, fresharomaministry.org, and you can go and register there. Wendy, as we're getting ready to wind up our discussion here, what are the expectations at this function? What's the menu? How is the evening going to look like? And everything else.
Okay, yeah, the expectation on this function is not just a show. It's more set up as a fundraiser. It's got, we have a program, you know, where we're going to have, you know, some performers in addition to B1. We also have the talented performers here from Atlanta. We have Vanessa Mumba performing at the show. We also have 3D The Boss. That is one of the groups, talented groups in Atlanta performing as well. And then in addition to that, we also have a young upcoming lady in summer who is going to be dancing as well. So we have a lot of, entertainment going on. We're going to be giving away a getaway trip as an auction, and we have an auction item. Also, we have dinner, and it's just a program where we want you to come out and support us, and we're going to enjoy together as we raise funds for this good cause. And I really appreciate everybody that has supported us from the time that we started, people that keep donating everything that they have to our website, and we are doing much better, and we are growing every day. So I want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing to make this event happen.
Excellent. So the information... those who'd like to buy tickets, touchofanangel.org, you're going to find all the details there. And Commissioner, what is the importance of us working together as Zambians and supporting causes and projects like what Ms. Chanda is doing here?
Well, the importance to this is I would like to urge or advise my sister Chanda, that we should even move a mile away from just soliciting for funds. Let's make something permanent to raise funds back home. We can maybe go in a venture of putting up an outlet, selling clothes, for example, at a cheaper rate, because that area is for the poor, and raise this money for the same clinic. Because we will not be coming to... diaspora Zambians in here year in, year out to beg for money. We must be independent financially and run this institution. Because this is just not the beginning. This is just a beginning for better, so that we look after our mothers in that area.
Excellent. A lot of us, obviously, if you are a Zambian, you come from some part of Zambia. Ms. Chanda here comes from Ndola, and she are the passionate to do that, something about Kaniki Clinic, you know. The needs are great there, and obviously we can't let the government do everything? I mean, what are some of the areas you would encourage people to get to participate in, Commissioner?
For sure, this is why we are on the air. As Zambians who are here, they've got to supplement the efforts of the government to help us out. As I was talking to the area member of parliament, who is Ms. Susan Kawandami, she's very delighted of this initiative because that is our constituents. She's very delighted to hear that Zambians are thinking of our constituents, and on my part that Zambians are thinking of my district. Now you can see that I'm up there here in Dallas. So happy with you people. And I hope we will be able to reach the commissioner. We will be able to reach the Zambians, and we help. We are so good. And this is so nice. I bless you. I bless you abundantly.
Thank you.
Working for you. Whatever you do, our doors are open back home. Come and develop. That's your country.
I think
mind
what
you
we shall do here. Go ahead, sir.
Put your gear in the 50-year and Jubilee celebration.
The Jubilee celebration.
Yes, yeah. And you know it's biblical.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
One of our angels keeps emphasizing it's biblical. Yeah, so for those that are listening to us, please go to the website touchofanangel.org. All the information is there, and everybody in the Atlanta area, even on the association website, the information is there. Get in touch with Ms. Wendy, Sadiq, and everybody, and get the information, and you should be able to participate. If you're not able to go to Atlanta like me in Dallas, you can go to the website and make a contribution. I see a thermometer there by Wendy, which is showing where the funds are and how much is still needed for this project. We shall be going there. As we wind up here, D1 is going to be in Dallas, is going to be in California, and is going to be in Seattle. My good friend, cousin, and brother from California has called here. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Nathan?
Good. I'm with Ms. Wendy Chanda-Mutale here and the Commissioner Chanda also for Ndola District. Could you share with us the dates and the function, the occasion that D1 is going to feature at in California?
Sure, not a problem at all. First of all, good morning to everybody, and just want to say a special good morning obviously to Wendy as well. She's doing some amazing work. He's going to be down in California on April the 9th, coming in on the 8th actually. As some of you may be aware, we're launching a platform called Talent Zambia, where we feature just different talents based in Zambia as well as the U.S., And we're privileged to have B1 officiate as one of our special guests. And again, thank you very much to Wendy for facilitating that. Would have liked to have a concert as well, but as you know, we've had back-to-back bereavements in our area, so we thought maybe it wasn't appropriate here to have a big concert. But we'll be doing a soft launch, and looking forward to having B1 come down, as well as recognizing Wendy's organization. I think she's doing some great things in Zambia.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Robert. So everybody, you can check for that information with Mr. Stringer. Before we conclude, dear Peter, one more time, when is B1 coming to Zambia? Where is the function going to be? Where do they get the tickets?
Yeah, actually, B1 is coming to Dallas on April the 12th, that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ticket sales, we are going to announce the ticket sales as soon as we touch down in Atlanta, Georgia, on the, I think it's 27 or 28. That's when we go.
Okay.
We're getting the tickets from Ticketmasters, and we're going to put the number where you can go buy the ticket. Like Ms. Wendy says, it's going to be a limited number of tickets. Then the price will change when you come to the door. So I'm doing this for the Dallas community because I've been in touch with the charity organization. This is a big platform. She started,
uh-huh.
This is a start of the fortune. We've been mingling around things to do in Zambia,
But like I told her, it's a blessing in disguise. Let's do this for the community of Zambia, beginning here to empower the youth. The Dallas Polo Polo soccer team, I've been the coach like 11 years here in Dallas. And what we do is everybody that comes to Dallas, that's the platform. They come to the soccer field, they introduce themselves, then they get going in Dallas to know how things work over here. So we thought, how can we empower the youth? Because most of the youth, when they come here, they don't know which direction to go. So I've been talking to all the youth, and we got three musicians. They're trying to be musicians. Anyway, they'll perform before B1 start performing, which is Maddie, and the other one is called Gido. So okay. That's the good arrangement.
Sorry, Peter, we've run out of time, and we need to
thank
wind
you very
up
much.
Here. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wendy, finally, at the end of the day, where is Touch of an Angel going with the vision and project of the Kaniki Clinic project?
Okay, our goal and vision is to make sure that the clinic has water and make sure that the clinic has an ambulance. And we want, you know, the commissioner to help us to open up an angel center where we can empower these women to, you know, educate them about certain things that they may not know, you know, develop programs where they can come in and give back to the community and also help themselves, because we just don't want to, like, give. We want to make sure that we can develop some skills that they may have that they don't know that can help us reduce what we may need to, you know, get from outside, and we can do it within the community. So our goal is to have a network going in the Kaniki area, which is lacking, so that we can put some people to work.
That's good. Excellent. So the tickets are available, and the information on www.touchofanangel.org. You can get everything from there. Commissioner Tuatotela.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is brilliant. And I can assure my mom, Talechanda, that everything is in gear. I've already spoken to the area member of parliament, Susan Kawandami. She's so delighted. I'm sure everything will be set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So everybody, we encourage you to support Touch of an Angel. Even if you are not able to go to the function next weekend, you can also donate on the website www.touchofanangel.org. Let me thank Commissioner Rebbi Chanda for joining us today. Peter, thank you for taking the time. And Robert, my friend, although it was on short notice, you proved again that you are reliable and dependable. But Wendy, we're wishing you all the best and the success, and the good Lord be with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for joining us. That was our show today. Next week, we'll be having what we're calling our monthly diaspora forum, where we're going to have a guest who's going to address and discuss issues to do and concerning the diaspora. Thank you for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nizamutini,